Monday morning here at Mount Smart off the back of a very impressive win from the lads. So excited to rip into this one. Before we get into it though, quick shout out of course to our sponsors in the TAB. It's the home of rugby league punting here in New Zealand. So if you are having a flutter on the NRL action, please do so responsibly, but get around our mates at the TAB. Monty, mate, last time we were on here, it's fair to say you did a bit of a tough carry, but driving down Beasley Ave this morning, it must have been a pretty good feeling.
I just going to bed last night and just reflecting and thinking about it. You know, 22 years since I first sung the team song, and then last night being witness to what was happening in front of me with the drums and everything else, and I don't think it ever felt better than that. You know, I put a little post on TikTok on that sort of saying them words. The last 2 weeks are absolutely crucial to this club. And I think across 30 seasons, I don't think there's been two back-to-back wins as good in terms of the utmost importance of the wins and then the adversity yet to overcome to get those two wins, you know, against reigning premiers, but also someone in the top four. Absolutely outstanding, surely.
You mentioned the adversity there. Over 11 players out who are probably your irregular starters, but young lads given an opportunity, a whole new spine, new skipper. Pretty much everything was thrown at the boys, but still back-to-back wins over top four sides. It's pretty special, isn't it?
Well, everyone wants to be in round one for the start of the season. So 9 guys that were missing last night was in the first 17 in round one. And there was 2 more guys, Tainto Apiki, who last week was an integral part of the win. Don't forget, he kicked the ball out in the full, but then he just bounced back and he scored 10 points by boot. He was clutch and then scoring that try. And then Ali Laiatawa, who was probably, I don't know if he was watching that in hospital or not, but, you know, who got injured early, but just played through such pain, and we always know his ability to go and did what he did. If he didn't stay on that field, didn't get what he needed to get done, then we would have been in trouble. So, but yes, 2 wins against 2 quality opponents, you know, with no one around. Normally when you look to your left, you look to your right, you've got someone like a Stacey Jones, or you've got someone of a senior player there that you can call on and you feel more confident about. But the confidence through the week, and I sort of felt that in the room with these young guys when they're sitting down, they all felt on par with each other. They all felt at ease. And I think Webby has said time and time again in the last sort of 2 weeks is that they've been together for each other. They've got that feeling of doing it for each other. So, mate, that's a great place to be. And as a result, you know, going to the bye, there's going to be 6 points total in the last 3 weeks. You know, a few weeks ago, after 4 losses in a row, there were some alarm bells ringing and there were some eggshells that you walk on around the place when you're in those situations.
You're in the environment, you get a good glimpse behind the curtain. The team that left prior to Magic Round to the team you see now, has much changed? Were the boys always kind of that confident, that bonded, or off the back of the wins, do you see a bit more pep in the step?
Both. I saw the boys confident, and I've also seen the coaching staff working tirelessly in the background and in front of the boys to try and resurrect the problems, to try and make sure that they work with the new soldiers on the ground to use the attributes to be better and to get the results in with their strategy. So, you know, we heard last year it's the next man mentality. To see it and believe what's happened over the last 2 weeks is one thing. But, you know, the guys have just been turning up, you know, and one thing you get from that is a true belief. You know, I was talking to Paulie Roach and a little while ago, we think about his debut last year. He played a few minutes, but it looked like he was in quicksand, as you all do when you first go out there and play. But then he got 17 minutes coming off the bench early, 10 minutes into the game, and he played outstandingly against the reigning premiers. And then people knew who he was and what he's about, and he was always capable of that until he got injured yesterday in that game as well for the first 10 minutes. He was even better. He was firing shots. He was underneath the ribs defensively. He was sound the week previous, but this time he was locking it up. He was finishing tackles off. He was trying to run out of dummy half, and it looked like he was just warming up. So, like, the growth that you get from these young players coming in and that belief that they have, I mean, how many reps has Dallin done at fullback? He hasn't since he's been in the blue and white jumper. Yes, he was a fullback for the Kiwis many years ago, but with the defensive system that Webby has, the fullback is crucial for counting numbers, getting on the right sides, but also at stages appearing in the line and being that guy that creates a little bit of facade for the attacking team, especially with an attacking nine like Jeremy Marshall-King last night. He had a big role. No reps, gets in, does the job, and he does it fantastically, man.
You mentioned a couple things there that I want to touch on a little further. The first one, though, was that next man up mentality. I feel like at times in sport, it gets thrown out as a bit of a cliche, and it's so easy to say but hard to do. Is that a testament to the club to have not only the whole NRL squad, but these cup guys coming in looking like they're well-established first graders? We've got 40 or 50 guys all on the same page, it seems. Like, what a reflection of the club as a whole.
And just before that game, obviously, we had the flag team that beat Melbourne Storm, and we had, I think, 9 guys from SG Ball this year playing in that. We've got 2 guys that are still eligible for SG Ball next year, Augustino and also Maui from Wellington. So it just shows you where their club is and where the depth is. And then the mentality of, okay, whether you're top 30 or not top 30, you've got to be ready, because the opportunity arises, you're there to take it. And when the guys like Moala, when the guys like, Zion Mo'u step up and they take their chances, and Laban, or even though he's a part of the top 30, do it. You start thinking, I see this, I believe this, I can be this, and they get the opportunity to go out there and they do it. So it is huge for the club. It's also huge for the guys that aren't playing, some of the absolute legends of the club and veterans, because they understand that, yes, they can trust these guys, but also, geez, I better make sure I do my best, because they're snapping at my heels. You know, as a senior player in the game, sometimes having the onus and the right to go out there and do what you need to do, sometimes you can get caught up in the fact that actually these new guys progressing, coming through, maybe I should give them a bit of the ball. Yeah. Maybe I should give them a bit of the spotlight to shine, because they're really credible. Because we want Sean Johnson with his hands on the ball more times than not. We want our big players to get in the ball in their hands. And that's their role. That's what they want to do for the club. But then you also take away from what they need to do. And also the coaching staff, I think, they get hell bent and stuck on what's worked for us in the past. And then they, in their own last couple of weeks, had to come up with new ideas, and they've done that. So across the board for the club, it's been a huge period of growth in the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks.
It looks like over the last couple of weeks, there's been a real simplification of the game plan, direct down lines, Tamaire throwing some great passes, just dominating through the middle, and then outside backs really stepping up on those yardage plays as well. What's impressed you the most over the last 2 weeks? Because with so many changes, spines, combinations, was it about going back to the basics, but at the same time keeping that structure that we've had over the last year or so?
Yeah, what's impressed me is these guys taking the opportunities. And the growth of them. Like I mentioned, Paulie Roach, Tamari Martin, I always knew he was a good player, but when he hasn't had that opportunity, and if you think about, if you're a hooker and you're in that situation, whether you're Wade Egan and Sean Johnson or someone of notoriety in terms of experience, an NRL games experience, course with the ball, you go that way rather than the other way. And then also as a younger guy, you probably don't call for the ball as much because you feel that you sort of need to play a little bit second fiddle. But in the last 2 weeks, when he's been given that alpha role in the seven jumper, he's absolutely stood up and against the best teams, the best middles and edges in the game. So been very happy about him, and the way he talks about it after the game. They've just been really enjoying themselves. They've been rising to the challenge and the occasions, and they've just been enjoying each other's company with that mindset of let's do this for each other, let's do it together. So everyone really has been, at the best of their abilities, and they've needed to be.
Yeah.
And that's coaching staff included.
I think something else that's been really evident over the last 2 weeks has been the want to win. You can see the determination in the players' eyes. Like, the effort plays are massive. Guys sprinting back, leading up the D-line, like giving nothing to opposition teams. That must be something that you've taken from this as well.
Well, I was very happy you got the captaincy this week coming into the game, because he sure deserves it. That's Mitch Barnett. Probably been the standout player for most this year, probably player of the year in many people's eyes. Although I don't like that colour jumper that he's been thrown into, he sure deserves it. I like the jumper, but I love the guy.
It's a beautiful jumper.
And I remember when he came on board last year and I was talking about this guy, Mitch Barnett, and, most people know of him or have seen him, but the guys that haven't, I said, wait up, watch out for this guy. He's an absolute freak. Nothing special about him in terms of X factor, but in terms of wanting to win, to compete each time and to have effort on effort plays as he does, he's just superb. Another guy like that is Jacko Ford. Those are the efforts and mentality that you need, and that's what's helped this team across the board. It went back last year to the DNA that we had in the last couple of weeks in terms of having that resolve. If something doesn't work out, you just back your defense and you just keep working. You don't dwell on what's just happened. You don't get down in the dundrum. So That has been impressive, and I've really enjoyed that. And I'm sure once the cavalry returns, and there's a lot of players to return, it's going to be a few headaches for Webby in terms of selection.
Yeah,
that everyone's going to feel so much better about that and want to attack the second half of the year.
I wanted to touch on a few individuals, and Mitch was one of them, so we may as well start there. 74 minutes yesterday, and I think he left it out there for every single minute. Over 180 run meters, 25-odd tackles. The guy's an absolute beast. You touched on Origin. When you talk of Origin footballers, he fits the mold perfectly, right? What a recognition for him.
He's made for it, bro. We all know that. We've seen what he does, whether it's in the middle of the park, where it's one of those. The way he's playing now, you go, oh, but I love him in the middle because he sets the tone. He goes after people defensively. He does those hard carries and he targets the spots. But then I like him on an edge too, because I think what he did with that left edge last night for Adam Pompey and for everyone, he really does shore up the fence.
Yeah.
He gives them a lot more comms and talk and communication, and he steadies the ship a little bit there. But he also goes after the spots. I think we had two big edges last night, and they went after Katoa and they went after Cody Nikurima. And I call them spots because they may not be poor defenders, but what they do with the ball in hand is going to be less potent if they've got less energy in the tank. So yeah. To have two big men out there like that, and Manata was sensational, but we're talking about Mitch. He's just a wonderful player, bro. And he competes like that at training. He always, you know, a little bit grumpy at times, but he's grumpy because he wants to make sure everyone's, you know, pushing to the levels that he pushes to and aspires to be just like him. So
yeah,
love having him around the place, man.
He had the captain's armband on last night too. How have you seen his leadership develop? Because he seems like someone who leads by his actions, but he's also a guy that when he talks, people listen, right?
Yeah, he doesn't say a hell of a lot. He does a lot through actions as well, but you don't have to when you've got a number of people across the board. There's some really good experience across the side now, and although Webby doesn't have a leadership group as such, people take their moments to step up, to talk, and to say what they need to say. Nothing worse than just one voice the whole time, and it becomes monotonous. And when you've got multiple voices at different times saying what Webby has and just echoing those same sentiments and thoughts, it makes a huge difference, man. And like I say, and I speak about walks and what he's been doing the last couple of weeks, every time he pipes up in a meeting, you just go, mate, that guy knows his game. He's very smart. You know, you've got all guys out there, even through the week. This week, you had Shawnee around, you've had Roger, you've had a lot of the guys who aren't playing tohu that are there in the ears, just sort of, you know, comforting the boys and letting them know that they're there as well, and maybe not on the field, but certainly, with them spiritually, because it really has been a good feel in the last couple of weeks, regardless of all the panic out there in terms of not having the full squad being able to select from.
Dallin in the one jersey, over 200 run metres. He was giving me massive Carmichael Hunt vibes every time he ran the ball back to. He's got no regard for his body, but the momentum he gives us to start our sets is massive. Yeah. What, 2 weeks ago now at Magic Round, that was his 200th NRL game as well. When you think of Dallin as a player, what kind of sums him up to you?
Well, I think when he was 24, he got made Kiwi captain, very young in age, and I think he was a fullback back then. And like from a very young age, I've known him, met him a couple of times, and he's always been a really good human, but just the way he's played. And he talks about some of the adversity he's faced, and he thought there was times then when he wouldn't play on, or he thought he'd be robbed by injury. But, you know, to play 200 games, to have his wife Purdy there, who was his girlfriend at the time, who'd been there through the whole 200 games, has been testament to the two of them, because I think there's times he's found it hard and she's helped him. But he's been great for this team. He's been a ball of energy. He sure has given a lot of time to the fans, to the people out there. And just like you say, like he's about 95 kilos if he's lucky. Probably if he has a haircut, he'll go down to 89 kilos.
Never cut it.
Just the way he just carries that ball. You know, when you look across and you see someone like that just refuse to give in, and he just takes his punishment and dishes it out, comes from the back fence himself, that makes you realise, oh, I've got to carry the ball, I've got to do it myself. But then just the way he finishes. But what he does in and around training, the smiley face he brings, these are the people you want to come to work and be in and around. Always positive people. Nothing worse than that person. You go, how are you, man? And they've always got, oh, yeah, this has happened on this side. Bro, I'm not going to ask you how you are.
Yeah.
But he's a joy to have around the place. And then on the field, he's been exceptional.
I saw Webby say as well, he gave him a call during the day yesterday to tell him he's at fullback and he had to leave church to answer the phone, and his attitude was just happy days. You love that about Dal too, right?
Well, you know, if you think about Chance as our number one fullback, our second fullback's not too bad too, our third one, and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is good. But now our fourth one, former international Dallin Watene-Zelezniak, we've got four of the best fullbacks in the competition.
Yeah.
But that's what Webby does. He asks, he challenges you to do a job for the team. And he doesn't even have to ask. If he says, I need this from you this week, most of them do that. Chance was going to play centre this weekend before he got stuck with some illnesses. Mm. But, you know, like to get that the day of the game, to be told when you've had no reps at fullback at all for a number of years, it's just unheard of. And within that respect, you think about Moala. He found out the day of the game, hadn't have any time to reflect or to think about the nerves. And he's been playing really well in the cup. You know, I think it's 5 tries in 9 matches, 150 run average, and that he's been one of the best players, competitors. And once again, just taking his opportunity. He wouldn't have had many reps with the side.
No.
He was mainly running against the side all week. Then the day of, you get your opportunity. But he was outstanding. Late feet at the line, his defensive decisions, his carries, his efforts, and as you were saying, that's credit to the pathways and what the cup's been doing underneath Tangles, David Tangatatoa, and other teams as well, where it's not just the next man up mentality in the 30s, it's what's below and what you get. So now, you know, I tell some of the younger boys as well, just be ready because you just never know.
You mentioned we're stacked with fullback options. Geez, we're stacked with young centres as well, aren't we? And Moala's another testament to that. Warrior number 288, I think it was.
Correct.
And it looked like he'd been in first grade for a very long time. You've got Harley, Rocco, Roger, Wetz, who's playing exceptional as well. Geez, we're pretty stacked there, aren't we?
Oh, look, it is. It'd be nice to have the full squad probably the remainder of the season, which will be real headaches for the coaching staff to choose from. But, you know, having them around means you can compete against them, which means you can be at the best of your abilities and your powers, because you know you have to be, because you are truly fighting for spots, and fighting for spots in a way that is different. You're not fighting against them. You're fighting alongside them to push each other to be better at what you do. And it makes you feel that much better about it. Ali Lautaua, like we've seen him two games in two seasons, and unfortunately he's got injured. He played on through that bravery as well in the Penrith game, which was huge. But now, you know, Moala's in the mix. You know, the young Marist boy, junior, who went overseas to try and get a start. He got a start. He played one game, but, you know, I dare say, if I say put that one game in that Roosters jumper up against the feeling of what was to put on the Warriors jumper, and you compare, how does it feel? Nothing hits different than doing that, man. And I've always said that when I see homegrown talent debut like Moala, it just hits different.
I could probably go through the whole team and we'd be here for hours.
Oh,
but
yes.
Two other guys I wanted to highlight quickly, Walks and Bunty, through the middle, their energy, their speed, just their effort as well, been outstanding over the last couple of weeks. It's been good to see those two going great guns as
I just see Walks, mate, and I see him blowing. Last week I saw him blowing early in the match, but he just finds a way to get through. I see him going to contact and he just has his little moment on the ground when he hurts his knee or his ankle, because he's playing hurt, mate. He is playing hurt, but he just has his moment to suck it in, takes his hard and up pills, and he just goes again because he knows how crucial he is to this team.
Yeah,
we've got a great ball playing lock and Tohu Harris as the captain, but Walks is a different dynamic and a different sort of creator in and around that half period, and just his smarts and how he talks to set up plays and shapes in and around him, and it's the leg speed. But, you know, when you look at Walks and you see him around other guys, you go, oh, he's not a big body, but he's 100 kegs, mate. You know, and he's a bit lower to the ground.
Too.
He's got a big ass and bum.
Yeah.
And he's got that leg speed. And just the little subtle plays in and around it, and little dips of shoulders and little shows. And because he creates shape in and around him, he knows by creating that shape, means I will move them this far, then I can just find a gap, which that pace will take him through. Walks is a great player, mate. He's a tough man. I can't believe he's been around so long and he's still, you know, young. He's done it all. And it's great to have this club. And I say it again, 2 years ago when he first came, I was thinking, oh, yeah, number 14, you know, could probably help out a little bit. But I did not think he was going to have the impact that he's had on this club.
I think.
And he continues to do. And what he can do throughout this year, because he's one of those aces in the pack for sure, man.
I, lo- like you said, impact on the club. But something I noticed at Magic Round and again on the weekend, his leadership on field is massive, right? Like quite often it's him and Tamaire getting together, just talking about the game and what they're seeing at the moment. But that's almost an aspect of his game that I wasn't really aware of before he came over here.
Yeah, oh, look, I didn't realise he was so smart and he knows the game in so many different ways. And he can understand the game from a middleman's point of view, an edge, as in a foreman, a back row, or even as a centre. So because he's played in so many spots over throughout the years and played to a high level, he understands it and knows it like only one would do if you get to have runs on the board and to have that experience and to clock all the milestones that he has. So he really is a walking encyclopedia of rugby league, mate, through just his runs on the board. What a great guy to have around the place and so versatile.
Yeah. Bye week this week, and you could say it's come at the perfect time with all the injuries we have. You could also say you want them playing because momentum is a great thing in this competition. So how do you target a bye week? Obviously, there's a great feel amongst the group and with the players at the moment. Is there a couple of days off and then they look to hit the road and get back out on the training paddock again? How do you go about this week?
I've heard they have a few days off, but Webby was adamant last week that you do not book your tickets or your flights until you finish the game on Sunday night, because if you book your flights beforehand, if you've got something planned to go away, but if you get injured, you're here 7 a.m. in the morning today. So we're speaking right now. There's people out there that are getting looked at because first and foremost, your job is to be at the best of your abilities to ensure that this club keeps progressing forward, you know, and that's what they want to do. And just everyone, you know, after that game in the shed when they're singing the song, every player of the 11, well, not every player of the 11, but there was 9 of the absolute superstars that weren't available to play. They were there. They were there applauding the boys, being around the boys, excited for what they had done and excited for their opportunity to come in and contribute as well. And, you know, just think about, I think it was this time last year that run happened, you know, and the last 2 weeks has already been a little mini run and the most important mini run, I believe, in 30 seasons. So watch that space and have a week off, boys, and then just get ready to get stuck in and continue that momentum.
Some big names set to come back and be available again. Webby's got some tough calls to make, doesn't he, to take on the Cowboys over in Townsville. It's not an easy task either.
No, it's not. But it's a task that he's earned and the players have earned. You know, in terms of, you know, when you haven't had the ability to put who you want and had too many options, the guys that have had the options and have gone to them, they've really stood up, man. There's a lot of headaches now as a result of saying, hey, there's no one else in this position. Do you want to have a go? What can you do? What can you do to, you know, to tick that box or to make me think that, you know, that you are meant to be here? And there are so many boys in the last 2 weeks who now feel like they are a true warrior, who now feel like they can contribute to the club, and who now feel like that they can vie for any starting position in that 1-13.
Finally, I wanted to touch on the fans. Over at Magic Round, it felt like a home game. It was chaos when Dylan Edwards missed that kick.
I knew straight away.
Oh, there were shirts off. There were people crying. It was like we'd won the grand final. And then we come back home this week, 9th straight sellout. Last night's atmosphere for a Sunday night, 6 p.m., when weather conditions weren't amazing, still the stands are packed. And they're pure fans, right? Like when there's a set restart, the whole place goes up as if we've just scored a try. When we're dominating collisions, everyone's up off their feet. The support at the moment is massive.
We've always had up there with the best fans in the competition, but there is no super fan or there is no fan like a WAS fan right now. You know, like even you got me saying WAS, you know, it's up.
Yeah, you said you'd never do it.
We got him, mate.
Yeah, we got him.
This is a movement that has been built organically the absolute right way because of the belief you have, the boys that care, the effort on effort that has got you to this point, the resilience they showed, the DNA. But the fans, man, they deserve a clap. Everywhere the boys go, they know they're going to get a great crowd and you know you're going to hear the Warriors chant. That's unheard of. Magic Round, we talk about the boys and what they're able to do. They wouldn't have been able to do it without the support of those guys behind the goalposts. They were enormous. They were huge. I saw the socials and, man, they really need a huge round of applause. I'm so grateful for them. We all are. The players absolutely love that. So, you know, the players just want to go back, repay their faith and keep giving. And 9 sellouts in a row. Remember, commercial in terms of suites, tables, TAB club rooms, all sold out before we even kicked off round 1. That's a huge thing, you know, to sell out last week too, off the back of the boys' effort. Unreal, Benny.
Yeah, it's unreal. Madness. It's madness. You love it. Well, like I said, we could go on for hours, mate, but I will let you go because I know you're a busy man. It's bye week, which can often be tough to navigate as a fan because you're just itching to watch some footy. There's still plenty of NRL, though, to tuck the teeth into. And then we get Origin dished up next week as well, which will be great times. But enjoy the week, mate. Enjoy that winning feeling. And I look forward to talking to you after another big win against the Cowboys.
Thanks, brother.
Legend.